This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have a good neighbor with us. His name is Humberto from Kumon, the math genius whiz himself, teacher and educator. What's going on, my man?
Awesome, man. Everything's great. Wonderful. How about yourself, Sean?
No, having a great time. I always love Mondays and Tuesdays, the days we get to have business owners on the show, and it's nothing but packed days of just awesome conversations. So really happy for coming on the show. Thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So when I was in school, I'm going to be very straight up. Mathematics was not my thing. I wish now that my parents put me and forced me to go into Kumon, understanding the importance of that particular skill in life. We use it every single day. But for people who don't know, maybe tell us a little bit more about your business.
Okay, well, like you were saying, I own the Kumon Center, one of them here. There's three of them here in Barrie. I'm the one at the Galaxy Theater here in Barrie, near on Mapleview here, just behind Walmart. And yeah, we're Kumon Center. I mean, we're saying math, but we're more than that. We're a math and reading center here, right? So we specialize in after-school classes, right? And then we also empower children. So basically what we do is we empower them how to be independent learners, right? So I'm teaching them how, it's not just about the subject. We're trying to get the kids to learn how to teach themselves, if that makes sense, right? So, I mean, Kumon's huge. We're largest after-school math and reading program here, right? And so, yeah, and even though we're under the tutoring label, we're not really tutoring. We're more like Kumon helps kids to learn on their own, like I was saying. So it's basically we're developing strong academic skills. So there's a lot more to Kumon than just tutoring, right? So that's basically what we do.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's such an important piece to the equation as we bring in the next generation after generation of those young minds. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a different way of learning. So being able to teach them what that learning style is for themselves and how to take full advantage of that, that's a really important thing.
It is. Kumon's methodology, I mean, we use worksheets is what we use to help the kids, right? So, I mean, they've been crafted with, you know, just on purpose and just with different, you know, crafted for the children to learn on their own. So basically, for children to study beyond their grade level is what I'm trying to say. So, right. So it's not just about getting to grade level. Most of my kids that have been here for a little, you know, about a year or so and over, they're achieving, you know, 1 year, 2 year above grade level. And that's what we wanted to just bump up the confidence too, right? You get different, you know, you're also improving we're improving the Barrie area too. You know, the kids get smarter, you got the better children, you know, better adults and just smarter adults, just different. That's, you know, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, because I mean, it translates beyond that. I mean, just take the reading skill, right?
Absolutely.
You have a kid who comes in and is not the best reader, but learns and develops on how to up those reading skills, not only ups it to a higher grade level, continues to stay with you throughout the course, and then decides he wants to be a business owner, opens up his own electrical company. Absolutely. Like crazy,
yeah.
Right?
There's more to it. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So it's really cool, you know, what you do for a living, because those after effects, like that's got to be pretty rewarding stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's the rewarding part, right? I mean, I started this, how did I get into this? Well, because of my son. Like back in the day, we were looking when he was, you know, 3 years, he's now 21, but he's 3 years old, we're looking for something for him, right? So, and after witnessing his progress, that's kind of what sparked my passion, me and my wife, and we just kind of bought our own Kumon Center because of that whole thing, right? So, you know, not just that too. I also, the loss of my daughter became kind of an ultimate challenge for me. So kind of the hardship going through that kind of stuff too kind of motivated me to help other kids. So
that's pretty cool. Let's unpack that a little bit. Let's dive into that a little bit deeper. So that's like the surface level stuff, and maybe give us a little bit more detail to the listeners on that journey and a little bit more on how and why.
Like I was saying, right, we were looking for something for my son, and you know, he started young, he started improving, you know, after about two years, he's like a year, two years above grade level. I'm not having to, you know, do stuff with him at home because he brings classwork. He's able to do it on his own. So kind of, you know, opens up other windows. We were into soccer a lot. I'm Portuguese, you know, European. So we're into this whole soccer thing. So we were doing a lot of sports and, you know, and kind of found, kind of opened up the opportunity for him not to worry too much because he was so, you know, good in school. We were happy with his progress. So I was able to kind of, okay, you know, so you need to leave early. Oh, that's okay. Or that kind of thing, right? We kind of take some times off. We did some traveling and it just opened up a lot of different windows because of his progress and his confidence and just kind of what he was doing in school. So that whole thing sparked my intuition and kind of I saw the opportunity of the Kumon franchise and I jumped on board and then doing that to other kids and trying to kind of get that to other parents' heads that, you know, there's an opportunity here too. We're helping our kids, but there's more to it than that. Right. So that's kind of what happened. And then it just helping kids really, it's awesome. And then you see the progress and you see them now I have parents coming here with, they were in Kumon, you know, it's weird. so you see their success and it's amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool how it just keeps going around in that nice little circle.
Right? Yeah, I'm at that situation where I'm feeling old now, seeing my students come here with their young kids, right?
Oh, well, you do something long enough, and, you know, that's got to be another good feeling you're probably feeling.
It absolutely is, for sure. You see, it's so interesting to see what they're doing now with their lives after all this time, and they did Kumon, and now they acknowledge, you know, okay, I did not like it, but, you know, it did help, you know, that kind of thing. At the time, you know, that's what you hear all the time. You know, they weren't happy with it, but that's what I tell parents when they come, you know, they're going to love it when they start, but it is work. But you know what, if we can stick to it, and because it is a lifestyle, we have to create this habit, right? So it's just a matter of, you know, getting that instilled and then they see the progress. It's if we can get parents to stick for, you know, at least a couple of years, 2, 3, 4 years, then they see the progress and you know, and the kids really understand later when they're adults that it really helped.
No, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So are there any, like, actually, before I go to my next question, I want to ask, so your son is 21 now.
Yeah.
What's he up to?
He's finishing university. He's getting double degree at, you know, down in Waterloo. And right now he's actually in Chicago working, doing his last co-op for an insurance company. He's happy, really. He's doing really well. He's just going. So he's also working on his actuary. So he's you know, they have to do a whole bunch of tests. So he's halfway through that. So yeah, we're excited for him. He's all, you know, great kid. And yeah, this had a lot to do. Even though, I mean, so he'll say yes, this helped. But he's, you know, he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, with that whole thing. But this, he says it. You know, if it wasn't for the Kumon. Cause just instill that all the basics, because the basics are so important, right? It's not even the high level stuff. It's if you can learn the basics, then it just makes you a stronger student because you got the skills to teach yourself. Learning from examples is what we do here. I don't hold anybody's hand. You have a question, I teach you how to look at an example and do it and try it yourself and kind of see the gears turning. So it's more than teaching here. We're more of teaching you to learn, right? That's kind of what we do.
Very cool. What's an actuary?
Actuary is basically for using percentages and it's very complex stuff. It's way over my head too. But he's mathematical. He's a math genius and he's in math and business right now, right? So actuary will kind of, you know, kind of decide what the percentages will be for interest rates coming forward and kind of go through all these methods. Wow. And kind of go through a lot of numbers involved. So
are there any like misconceptions or misnomers, any myths in your world?
Well, the main one is that everybody says we're just merely tutoring, right? And the reality is we're more than that. Like you keep saying, we're self-learning. I'm going to keep saying this, right? We want to teach students how to learn on their own. So that's the whole thing. So we're not tutoring. So the biggest misconception is that, right? So basically that's my only kind of thing that I wanted to kind of hit home is that we're not just tutoring. Even though we're labeled under tutoring, we're more than that. We're more of a lifestyle, if that makes sense.
Happy to get that one out. Speaking of lifestyle, I keep saying it on the show, there's a little thing I like to call a work-life balance.
Yeah.
And as business owners, sometimes we can really dive into what we do because when you're passionate about something, you're never really working. You're just doing,
doing, yeah, just following
the energy, doing it. It doesn't feel like, you know, I don't get the Sunday scaries, right? Yeah. People get the Sunday scaries. They work for that corporation. They just work a job. They're an employee. You get the Sunday scaries. We don't get the Sunday scaries.
No, it is a wonderful feeling, actually, as a business owner, to kind of just be open to, you know, you're doing, like you said, we're doing.
Yeah, we're doing. And so when you're not doing in your business, what do you like to do for fun, man?
What do I like to do for fun? I'm a musician. I play in a Portuguese band. So that's kind of what grounds me.
Okay.
So I play in a Portuguese band. We're called Mesh Mesh, and we do Latin Portuguese music and stuff, socials, stuff like that. I also like producing, so I have some tunes and I do things like that. Mostly Portuguese stuff. So, like, I actually did a song for my daughter who passed away, and we called it Anjinho no Céu, which means, what does that actually mean? It means angel in the sky. It just kind of sounds weird in English, but it's just about an angel. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's on Spotify and everything. That's exciting. So,
Cool.
Yeah, for fun. It's a weekend thing, right? We get out, we do our gigs, and it's every time I'm on stage, it's kind of, it grounds me, brings me back to reality. Right. And then you come back home and do your thing.
Yeah. So are you playing around? Like, do you go all the way down to Toronto to play? Or you normally stick up here in Simcoe County? Like, where are you
bouncing? Oh, no, I don't even play up here. I'm in Toronto, Mississauga. We travel. Okay. We've done Bermuda. We've done Portugal. We've done all sorts of different areas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been around since I was 16, man. So I'm not going to tell you my age because, yeah, I'm an old man. And yeah, it's been a long time. I tried to give it up, but I can't. It's like I said, music, it just grounds you. Right now I'm focusing a lot on just doing some stuff at the studio at home and just kind of that kind of thing, working with my singer and helping him out with his album. Yeah, good times.
Nice. I inherited a 17-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend's daughter, and both Julie and Chanel are really gifted musically. So, like, they can just remember words. We're sitting there at the dinner table, and, you know, anything like 80s and 90s rap, every single song, like, Julie somehow knows the lyrics to all of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not that good. I do more. Yeah, musical. I'm more musical.
Sorry, they're both singers too, right? They both like to sing, but like me, I am just, my youngest sister is very gifted with music. It just, that side of the brain for me, you know, it just doesn't work. So I don't really fit in, you know, when it comes to that stuff, but you give me a little Liquid Courage. I'll belt out a couple Disney tunes.
Yeah, right. You should do it. You should practice in the shower. You'll be fine.
Love it. Okay. So maybe we'll switch gears here.
Yeah,
you briefly mentioned it. So I'm wondering if this is going to be it. But, you know, people, life's not perfect. We get thrown curveballs in our life. People go through hardships and challenges all the time. Have you ever had a hardship or a life challenge that happened to you that maybe you overcame it? Maybe that experience helped you become a better person. Maybe it made you stronger for it.
Yeah, it's not really overcoming it, because I don't think you can ever overcome something like death, for example, like my daughter, right? She passed away, and that's kind of transformed me, just going through that whole grief process.
Right.
It was tough, you know, it was a while back now, where, you know, it's all good, but it still turns you into, you know, you become a different person, you know, you kind of, you get a deeper purpose, that kind of thing, you know, just, so it kind of, you know, really pushed me to just make a more positive impact, especially in the young kids. So yeah, that's another reason why I stick around. Like I was telling the last time we talked that I was thinking of selling, right?
Right.
And I know I'm here for another 5 years and excited to do it. It's really fun, you know. The hardest thing is dealing with the politics, you know, sometimes. But that experience is what really, that was huge, you know, that made me a stronger, more empathetic kind of, yeah. You know?
Was it like a sudden thing or?
It was, don't like to get too much into it, but yeah, that's kind of what really.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, it
makes reality, right? It's just kind of ground, brings you back down to earth and says, hey, life's short. So, you know, help out, do something positive and, you know, just kind of see if you can make a difference. That's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah. No, I'm with somebody who had a pretty good scare with her health, and you start living for other things when you start taking some of this stuff for granted until that really does happen. You're just kind of going through the motions versus, you know, taking time to look around at the scenery as you're going through the motions.
So absolutely. And you forget, you're not the only one that go through this stuff, right? Even though what happens to us personally, you think at the time you think it's, you know, why me, that kind of thing, right? But it happens to a lot of us, you know, and that's over the years, you kind of find out, oh, that happened to you too. And that happened to kind of similar. So you kind of, like I said, it grounds you, turns you into a different person for sure. So it's,
And that judging a book by its cover, man, people go through the motions and they don't know. People make assumptions on whatever. And I had somebody on the show who, answered that question I just asked. You answered it in a very different way where I would have never thought. So, you know, I took that opportunity to speak up about it and say, you know, people do this. They go through experiences in life, but you would never know on the surface level.
Exactly. You never know. So never read a book by its cover for sure.
What's one thing that you wish people knew about your business?
Well, it's not just about academic achievements. It's, you know, it's more of nurturing lifelong learners kind of thing, basically, you know, because, you know, just knowing that Kumon's more, you know, we're here, our students gain the skills to extend the class, and that extends in the classroom also, and it empowers them to excel in various aspects of life, you know, not just the one aspect.
So. Yeah, it's much more than just, you know, learning. It's self-discovery on how you learn, developing not only the basic skills, but I would call it essential life skills. I mean,
absolutely.
Learning extends way beyond just, you know, grade 12 university. You're learning every single day. It's not a process. You can choose to stop learning, but you know, the best people that are out there are lifelong learners. The more you know, the better you're able to navigate through life.
Yeah, even though we're doing math and reading here, the skills that we learn we can apply to life in general. You know, you have a problem, how do you face it? You know, you look at other people's examples and you learn from them, right? Kind of instead of going through it, you're going through it yourself, but that you learn from examples. It's life. It's how we need to deal with stuff, you know, instead of worrying and you just kind of learn and just kind of, that's live, if you can live life like that. And that's why we, you know, I'm so focused on teaching the kids to learn on their own, because they become different adults and you see it, right?
That's really cool. I would imagine COVID, well, we know COVID had a severe impact, not only on children's mental health in school, but it also had an impact in their learning abilities. It set a lot of people behind. How have you noticed, a difference between your students who came be able to sell you? Obviously, you had to go through your own challenges with that as well too, but those who were able to attend, you, do you notice a difference in them versus others who maybe didn't have that kind of experience?
Yeah, it's a personality thing. I mean, there's a lot of kids that went through this COVID system, and you know it's not the school's fault. Stuff happened, we all had to close, but there's a lot of necessity for a program, other stuff, and if not Kumon, others, you know, just because, you know, we have COVID really affected, you know, I don't like to go in too much into that stuff, but it really did played a huge role on our kids right now. So that's another way that what really helped me with this whole thing was I got my license for something called Kumon Connect. So we also have, Kumon's always been worksheet based, paper based.
Yeah.
And now I got my license about a few months ago now, almost half a year now, but for Kumon Connect is basically online. It did the worksheets online, basically. So we have a digital version of Kumon now. That's another thing that I wanted to, from the previous question, just to kind of let people know about the business, is that there's, yeah, it's not, if you can't make it to class all the time, it's okay nowadays. And we got technology, right? Okay. So everything's on Kumon. It's called Kumon Connect. Look it up. It's a tablet solution, right? And students access it. Online, and it offers, basically, it's convenient, portable, they have their own device, right, and they can use it. I just offer them a password and an ID. I grade things daily. They get to do corrections. That's another way to learn, is through corrections and fixing your mistakes. And yeah, and just their parents can see the real-time progress online. It's pretty cool, pretty
nifty. Very nice.
Yeah.
And so if anybody was interested in wanting to reach out to you to get their kids to start participating in such an excellent and wonderful program, what would be the best ways that they could reach out to you?
Well, you could just go online, search for Barrie Mapleview Kumon, or just Kumon in general here in Barrie. There's, like I said, there's three of us. But I'm here at the Galaxy Theater Plaza. You can search up just kumon.com, get some information there. Also, Facebook, we're on Facebook. We're all over the place. So, yeah, just kind of search us up. My number, you know, is on there too. And, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Just kind of look us up. Like I said, Barrie Mapleview Kumon, we're here if you have any questions.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Humberto, so much for coming on the show. Great conversation. You've got a great business there helping us shape the minds of those young ones and giving them essential life tools that last not just beyond their high school and into university or college, but well beyond that as well too. So thanks a lot for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again, man.
Yeah, no worries, man.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.